days. One of the last things we discussed was the Braisa, about 10 lines from the top of the Amud, where the Braisa says that the mitzvah of Kvura and Haruge Bezdin is different from the regular din of Kvura by Yol Adam Mason. Some Tanoim are of the opinion that Kvura by Shar Mason is only the Rabbana, and even those who hold that Kvura by Shar Mason, not Haruge Bezdin, is their Eis. Those are the two Braises in the middle of Memvav on the base. But the Kfura B'Shan Mesim is the Reis of the Rabbanah. So even if you hold that Kfura B'Chola Mesim, a normal person dies a natural death at old age, even if you hold that the Kfura is the Reis, that's how the Raman paskins, but still Kfura by Harugi Bezdin is different. But the original paskin, some Tanoim are of the opinion that Kfura B'Shan Mesim is only the Rabbanah. And even those who hold that Kfura B'Shan Mesim, not Harugi Bezdin, is the Reis, those are the two Braises in the middle of Memvav on the base. But the Kfura B'Shan Mesim is the Reis of the Rabbanah. So even if you hold that Kfura B'Chola Mesim, a normal person dies a natural death at old age, even if you hold that the Kfura is the Reis, that's how the Raman paskins, but still Kfura by Harugi Bezdin is different. But the original paskin of the Chumash speaks about Harugi Bezdin. What is the difference? So he gave a few differences. So one of them was this Reis about 10 lines from the top of Memhema days, where the Reis has a Chiddush, Acha Seven Shenis Kalbo. Both the Yevan with which you did the skila, and Achaseit Shenitla Olo, if a person deserves Taliyah, somebody was Megadde for Rabbi Abedizore, and after he's dead with the skila, then you have to hang him up on a board of wood. So that board of wood has the same din like the Eben Sheniskalbo, the Echot Saif Shenerikbo, one who deserved the death penalty of Sayyid, to cut off his head with a sword, so that sword has to be buried with him, and the Suda Shenechnakbo, somebody who deserved Chenek, so they choke him to death with a scarf, with a suitor. So that has to be buried in Gbarim Imo. The Gemara says, not Gbarim Imo Mamish in the Ora, Gbarim Imo Tachtal and Amos Imo B'Tvusos. So a special din is a special din only by Harugi Bezdin, that the instrument with which we administer them, he says, Bezdin, and even the eighth Shenitlal, if he's already dead, you do Taliyah. We don't give death by hanging. The Taliyah is done after the person is dead already. So still, that's also part of the Oynish, consider the Hemshech of the Oynish, Mrs. Bezdin. So the din is you have to bury it with him. So in Yerideya, in Hilchas Shechita, the Achrenim, I think the Behetev, and the later Achrenim discussed this, Behetev quotes a tshuva from one of the earlier Achrenim, that once a Shechet purchased a sword that used to be used by a Goyish executioner, who was appointed by the government to give death penalty to Harugi Malchus, people who deserved the death penalty. So if there was no longer in use, they auctioned it off to the highest bidder. And the Sheikh had bought it, and it was very sharp, so he wanted to know, is he allowed to use it to Sheikh Behemoth with it? So some Achrenim quoted this Gemara that it's also Bahano. Where does it say it's also Bahano? It says it's a mitzvah. The Pasha Pshat in the Braisa has no similarity living at death. I would never say like that in a million years. Pasha Pshat is, like I just explained, that the mitzvah of Kvura and Haruge Bezdin is clearly different from the general mitzvah of Kvura. Sometimes I'm hold Shar Mason is only the Rabbanon, and we don't pass like that. The Rama paskins that Kvura by Shar Mason is the Raisa, but still the Kvura by Haruge Bezdin is separate. We had the Mishnah on the bottom of Memvav and Menalef that you have two cemeteries, even though you're not allowed to bury Tzaddik next to a Rosh Chomer next to a Rosh Kal. And we know that the Arba Mises Bezdin are four different Madregas of Onshin, representing four different Madregas of Averis, that Skila is Mohammed and Sayyid, which in turn is Mohammed and Ben Chenek, and so on. And Srefa, four different Skila, Srefa, Herik, Chenek, four different Madregas. Nonetheless, they didn't have four different cemeteries, they had two. So the Gemara asked the Kasha on the Negadach, Mem Zainam and Aleph Hayitochim, and Karvin Tzadik, Eitzel Rosh, and Karvin Rosh Hachama, Eitzel Rosh Hakal. So the Gemara says, Gemara Gemiri Lo, means that that's Allah HaMashem Isina. That's Allah HaMashem Isina, that it's a special din of Kvura. Kvura by Harugi Bezdin, a separate din. So the Pashto says that this Braise that's quoted over here, Mem Hayame Beis, the Eben Sheniskabo and the Sayyif Shenerachbo, it's a din not any instrument, let's say someone, a murderer, a gangster, used a gun to murder a lot of people, so the gun becomes osavan ros. I'm not allowed to use the gun to shoot with it. It's not a din, it becomes osavan ros. Here it's a chelik of the mitzvah of Kvure on the Haruge Bezmi. It's a very big chiddush. The whole thing is a chiddush that some achronim understood from this braisa that it's tone kvura because it's also banu. It's tone kvura because it's also banu. Any instrument, any murder weapon. Why is this murder? This is Mrs. Bezin. That's not murder. That's the death penalty. Any instrument which was used to kill somebody. Why is the Eishen Nitlal of the Eishen Nitlal wasn't used to kill anybody? That was for the Kiyama Mitzvah of Taliyah. Somehow they understand any instrument that was used to kill someone, whether derech mitzvah, derech avere, and the taliyah is a hemshech of the misas bezdin, so it becomes osa b'hanor, and therefore it's tom kvura. Nikbarim, the Mishnah in the end of Tmura, speaks about all of the yisuri hanor, and divides them into two categories. You have nikbarim, and you have nisrafim. It says, hanisrafim lo yikovru, whatever is supposed to have sreifa, orlo and klei akerim. If you have orlo in Eretz Yisrael, orlo chutz l'aretz is different, but if you have orlo, the pears that grow the first 3 years on the trees that grow in Eretz Yisrael, arosu b'hanor, it's a mitzvah to burn them. So if you're not going to burn it, you're just going to put it in the garbage can and you're going to throw it into the ocean or something, so you're not yotzei the mitzvah. So the Mishnah says in the end of Temura, hanikbarim, hanisrafim, lo yikovru. You're not allowed to dispose of it in any other fashion other than sreifa. It's a mitzvah to do the sreifa on the orlo, niklar, kerem, and a nicer pigle, nicer tummy, it's a mitzvah da'af for the Dusreifa. And it says, ha nikvurim lo yisarfu. And the Gemara explains, why not? Those that need kvura have to have kvura. Those that need sreifa have to have sreifa. So these achreinim understood that the reason why kulam nikvurim ilo, nikvurim, oh, it's from the nikvurim. It's from the nikvurim, means that it's osabano. It starts off, I did that it's osabano. What's that is osabano? How did it become osabano? The Gemara has it been later that a mace is also Bahamur. Here in the bottom of Mem Zayin on the base. The Gemara learns Shom Shom Eegla Rufa, the Xerah Shova. Here, 5 lines from the bottom. It says, Vatomas Shamirim Vatikova Shom, so it says the word Shom. And Shom has the connotation of Yisra Hano, as it says by Eegla Rufa. And how do you know that there it's also banu? So the Gemara says, Kapar Ksibak Kachin. When you bring an Egla Rufa, when do you bring an Egla Rufa? When you find somebody murdered, Ayud is murdered, and Eretz Yisrael lo noda mihiko, you don't know who did the murder. So it says that you have to measure to the closest cities, and the city that's closest has to bring an Egla Rufa. And the Kohanim from that city get together, and they offer a Tfilah Ta'kodesh Baruch Hu, Kapali Amche Yisrael Shepadis Hashem. If they bring an Egla Rufa, they ask for forgiveness for kapara. So since Egla Ruf itself is not a carbon, has nothing, it's not hegdish, there's no me'ila, but the Gemara says that it's also bahano because kapara ksid bakikotch. Egla Ruf is also bahano, just like karbonis, it always says you get kapara. So here it says, kapale amchesol shepadis Hashem, the Egla Ruf brings about kapara to all of the people. The one who is the murderer, the all kapparas in the world are not going to help. For him, whoever is the murderer is going to be punished later on. We'll catch up with him. He's going to be punished. But the rest of the Klal Yisrael shouldn't be punished because of the sin that this person, that this individual murdered someone. So we're all responsible. So we ask for a kapar. Kapar la'amcha so shepadis Hashem, give a kapar to the others. So that's how you know kapar exit bakikachim. That's how you establish that Egla Ruf is also banu. And it's a gzereshav. Sham sham. It says v'tam shamir matikav sham. And there it says, Rav Hashem is Egla Banachal. So the Gezerah Shavah teaches you that a mace is also Asabano. So that's a mace is Asabano. Tachrichi ha-mace. Tachrichi, the Gemara here is talking about Tachrichim. How do you know that Tachrichim are Asabano? So the Gemara says it's learned that from the same Pasuk. How exactly is it learned that from the same Pasuk? It's not so clear. The Pasuk goes on the mace himself, the Tachrichim state, Misham she-ha-mace. That the Orin is Asabano, and the Tachrichim are Asabano. So Rabbi Kelega in the Tshuva quotes a machlokes achronim. Some hold that the tachrichi ames is only also manu amid the rabbanon, because no pasuk, there's no pasuk. The pasuk only goes on the mace himself. Atom shamir, tikav sham goes on the mace. The other achronim hold no. The Gemara seems to understand somehow. They understood that it's on the level of their isa, that the misham she ames are bottled to the mace, and the gzereshav misham sham goes on the misham she molsa. All right, I can understand the tachrichi are bottled to the mace, but the murder weapon. There was a murderer who used to go around with a pistol, so the pistol becomes also b'hano. And the bezdin who gives Lisa's bezdin, so the sayef and the evan becomes also b'hano because it's a murder weapon. It's the whole The whole lashon is mother. The pashtus in the braisa is not so. The pashtus is the gbar mima is a chelik of the mitzvah of kvuras haruge bezna. It's not because it's also b'hanos from the nigborim. It's from the nigborim. It's a strange idea. But along those lines, that's a behetiv in Hilchos Shechita. The behetiv quotes this, that he calls him a talion, an executioner, a goyish executioner. Sold, after he retired, so he sold the sword to a sheikhet. Sheikh wanted to know, is he allowed to use it to sheikh behem? So the Achroinim discussed that it should be Asabana based on their understanding of this verse. Then it becomes Asabana, it's a shverevor. So then there's an interesting discussion of Meshulam Ruach. As a tshuva in his sefer Kol Mevaser, there was a practice soon after the war in Eretz Yisrael. So the Nazis used to kill Jews in all different forms. So they shot Jews to death and they burnt them. They with the poison gas. They burnt the bodies after they were dead already. They would bury some people alive, and others they would hang to death. So some of the Yidden after the war took these ropes that they hung people to death on, and they brought them to Eretz Yisrael, and they used to use them as a gartel when the Baal Tefillah were down for Nomen by the Kohen Lama Rovitzavos, to be Moira Rachman, that Rabbi Shalom should see what a terrible situation we're in, look what we're going through, that they're killing people with these ropes, they would hang people. So someone brought up the question, is it permissible to use this as a garden? If it's a murder weapon, if it was used to murder people, to kill people, so maybe it's like a gun, and the Gemara has later that you're not allowed to enter a Beis HaKnesses or a Beis HaMedrash with a gun. Let's say a policeman has to come into shul to daven, has a yortzeit or something, he wants to come from Mitchamar or whatever. So he has to leave his gun, or in Eretz Yisrael, Maisa Mechoyom, and all has the yeshivas. So the boys come with big rifles. So they're supposed to leave the rifles outside of the Beis Medrash, unless it's such a sakana that they have to leave it outside Beis Medrash and something will happen in the middle that is nishtayim. So then there's pikuach nefesh, you have no choice, you take it into the Beis Medrash, but otherwise you're not allowed. I remember I said shiurim two summers I visited in Eretz Yisrael. There's a big Hezdi yeshiva in Kiryat Arba, that's near Hebron. So the first summer that I was there, all the boys used to say shiur in the big Beis Medrash. All the guys used to come in with their big rifles and put them on the floor. So I was a little petrified. They don't like the shiur, they're going to shoot me. So I brought it to their attention that I don't think they're allowed to come into the Beis Medrash with their rifles. I said they should ask a shiur. Not their poison, they should ask a shiur. So they said, no, it's okay, they already asked the shiur. 2 years later when I came back, they had asked the shiur and they didn't bring it in anymore. They had a room outside. Kiryat Arba has a fence around it. You can't even get a goy for a refuah. They're not going there. They're not going in the whole city in Kiryat Arba. They're only Jews. So there was no sakana. They didn't really. And they have soldiers all over the place. So there was no shash sakana that the Bochum should keep the rifles in the Beis Medrash. They have a special room outside of the Beis Medrash where all the boys left their rifles. And then when they left, they would take their rifle with them. It wasn't necessary to take it in. So that's a Gemara later in Sanhedrin. And then more talks about Pinchas and Zimri and Natsugya. So the Perek Ben Sorer, so the Gemara says a din, quote in Shulchan Aruch, you're not allowed to enter the Beis HaKnesses or Beis HaMedrash with the Sakan Megula. With the Sakan Megula. It doesn't mean let's say they're giving tikkun, someone has yartzeit, so they take a little knife, they bring in a knife to cut the cake or something. Maybe that's also not right, but that's not what it refers to. It doesn't mean that kind of a Sakan Megula. It means a Sakan that's a murder weapon, a gun or something like that. So that's what Rabbi Shulam Roth talks about. Since this was used as a murder weapon, and so maybe it's not proper to bring it into the place where they're davening with it. But then in the middle of the tshuva, he discusses this tshuva, these tshuvas that the Behet have quoted. Maybe you're not allowed to use it as a garden, maybe it's also about not. Since there were Achrenim who understood this din, Eben Sheniska Ba, and the Saif Shenerek boy, is Ton Kvura, not because of the mitzvah of Kvura's Haruge Bez, not. It's minarik bar, it means that it's also ba'anor, because it's included in the din of shom shom egla rufo, that the mace is also ba'anor, and the tashmishi and the shamshi mace, tachrich maros ba'anor, and the murder weapon, the thing that caused him to die, is also ba'anor, psachidish. So if you say like that, then the gartel is also ba'anor. This is the rope that they hung people with, so it's also ba'anor. So how can you use it as a gartel? What are you going to say? Mitzvah is lovely, honest nitro. So he discusses whether that idea that the Achrenim came up with is correct or not. I don't know. The Parsha Pshat in the Gemara, I thought that it didn't mean that at all. Pasha Peshat meant it's a chelik of the mitzvah, kfuras. It's a separate din of kfuras misa harugei bezin. Anyway, that's the last thing we learned last week. That you don't bury it with the, you don't bury the sayif and the suitor with the person in his aura, not imo mamish, imo bitfusasa. Tech dalaram is that the shir of dalaram is a shir deraisa. The concept of tfisus akev is a concept deraisa. We gave an achkemina regarding the din, enkoven tzadik etzel rosha, enkoven rosha chomer etzel rosha kal, enkoven nochri etzel yisrael. So the achrayim say, enkoven tzadik etzel rosha means you have to have a harchoke of at least 8 damas. You shouldn't even have interlocking tfisus akev. So we point that out. But l'chor, this concept of tfisus akev is a real din derais. The Dal Ram is the pashtus are here. Here it's a din derais alpi pashtus. We got up to the next piece of Gemara. So the Gemara starts the next sugya, Tilla Mishnah. Amar Shmuel. Shmuel comes up with a big chiddush. There is a din of Yad Ha'edin Tia Boba Rishon. Whenever you have somebody who deserves Mises Bezin, so who is supposed to give, who's supposed to administer the Mises Bezin? So the din is Yad Ha'edin Tia Boba Rishon. The witnesses who testified to this Chai Misa, they have to administer the Einish Mises Bezin. The Yadkal on Bahrain, if they don't succeed in killing him with the Evan Gedoyla, then the Yadkal on Bahrain. This is a din by all Harugi Bezin with a few exceptions to the rule. So one exception to the rule is by Rotzeach. By Rotzeach there's a din, the Goyal Adam. The mitzvah is that the Goyal Adam has a mitzvah to kill him. And if you look in the Chumash, in the end of the Chumash Bamidbar, when you have all the dinim of Harik B'mezid, Harik B'shogei, so it says explicitly, Goyal Adam Hu Yimisenu, it says Beferish that it's not only B'shogei. It's Bein B'shogei, Bein B'mezid. We're always used to thinking of the Goyal Adam, Harik B'shogei has to run away to the Ari Miklot, and if he Yotza Yetzin Yichutz Lehir Miklotai, if he leaves the Ari Miklot, the Goyal Adam has a right to kill him. But if you look in the Chumash, the Goyal Adam institution is written explicitly by Shogi and by Mezid. Ahorik B'mezid, it's a mitzvah diad Goyal Adam. The Goyal Adam is the closest surviving relative from the father's side who's royally Yorshal. Yorish, from the father's side. From the mother's side is not royally Yorshal. But Mishpachas Savkurim, that's how the Rambam writes based on the Gemara's definition in Magus. The closest surviving relative from the father's side is considered the Goyal Adam. The Ramban in Sefer HaMitzvahs points out that there's a difficult Rashi. He doesn't want to be Mevazeh Rashi, interesting. So he says, there are those who say on this Gemara in Sanhedrin, he refers to this Gemara, Memhei Amitbeis. And as the Rashi says it over here, that the din of Goyal Adam, you see the Rashi Goyal Adam, about 20 lines from the top. About 15 lines before the Rashi has Masnisen. So there's a Rashi Dima Maschel Goyal Adam. So the Ramban says there are those who say on this Gemara that Goel Adam, the institution of Goel Adam is only by Shoigik. So he says with all due respect against the Pasuk in Chumash. Pasuk Chumash says Beferish. There's no din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabo. The Gemara says there is no din of Yad Ha'edim Tiyabo Barishayna by Ratzeach, the din is Yad Goel Adam to Yad Bob Rishon. If the Goel Adam can't do the job, so Bezna points another Goel Adam, but they get everybody else to do. But L'chatchil should be Goel Adam. So that's one exception to the rule is Ratzeach, where you don't have Goel Adam. Another exception to the rule is Mesis. The Pasuk says Yodcho to Yad Bob Rishon. Mesis means someone is trying to convince someone else to worship Abed Zorah. So the Chumash says, don't have Rachmanis, even though it was a futile attempt. He tried to convince me to worship Abed Zohar, and I didn't bite, I didn't agree, I'd never worshipped the Abed Zohar, but he's Chayiv Nisa for attempting, for trying to convince me to worship Abed Zohar. So it says, I should go to Bezin and testify against him, even if it's a relative, on Posolatus, the original description of Mesis appears in the Chumash, Ki Yisischa Achicha Ben Imecha. A relative, so it's a relative of Posolatus, but so then of course he can't come and testify. But if it's not a relative, then he should, by all means, he should testify. And Yotcha Tia Bob Rishon, a special din, the Rambam writes in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, when he quotes the din of Mesis, so he says there's a special din that only applies to Mesis, that there's no din of Yad Ha'edim Tia Bob Rishon, it's a din of Yad Hamusas, the Nisas. The Nisas should be the one to Yotcha Tia Bob Rishon. Then a third exception to the rule Another exception to the rule, where there's no din of a yad eidim tiva bereishina, is by shorah niskaf. Is by shorah niskaf. There is a gemara in the end of Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik on the base, and a few places the gemara has that in Chulin is a famous gemara that Pegov that Rabbi Gamliel made a penalty. If they're mechabed you to do a mitzvah, and then someone goes and they mechabed someone to bench mezumen by a banquet, whatever. And then another wise guy grabs the cuss and he starts screaming, Rabbi Simon Valmbech, and everybody answers. They didn't realize. So the Gemara says that there's a penalty that he has to pay for cheating the other one from the mitzvah. Tzugi gamata mitzvah. The Gemara has a shaila. Does he pay? Rabbi Gamliel made a penalty. He paid 10 zehuvim, 10 golden coins for stealing a mitzvah. So the Gemara is not sure. When you bench mezumen, there are four brachas. Shaila, how do you calculate the four brachas? But that's what the Gemara says. There are four brachas. So the shaila is, does he pay 40 zehuvim, 10 zehuvim per bracha? They say, no, he stole the mitzvah benching mezumen. So he pays 10 zehuvim. So the Gemara has a discussion about that. So the Gemara in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik on the base, gives you another example of a case of somebody stealing a mitzvah from somebody else. Kisi Adam, right? That's where it is in Chulin, in Per Kisi Adam. Misha Shachat Hu Yichasa, whoever shechts the chicken, whoever shechts the chicken has the schus to do the kisa adam. So if the shechet is prepared to be mechabit someone else, mechateise. But if the shechet is not interested in being mechabit someone else, the shechet wants to do the kisa adam himself, so you're not allowed to cheat him and chapois and do the kisa adam. Whoever grabs the kisa, whoever does the kisa adam is finished. The shechet will not have any kima mitzvah, will do another kisa. It's already mechusa. Even if kiseu haruach, there's nothing to do. It's already mechusa. So someone else will do the kisa adam. He cheated the shechet of the mitzvah, so he pays him the asara zehuvim. So in Baba Kama, Daf Tzadik Amud Beis, Gemara has another example of stealing, cheating a mitzvah, cheating someone out of a mitzvah. For example, the Gemara has a case, I have a shor, shahara gesa adam, so the and witnesses testified, and so shor, in this case, is supposed to give shor yisaka, the gambol of yomus, you have to give skila. So comes a stranger, comes an next door neighbor, and he kills the shor. So the Gemara says, he has to pay me, asara zehuvim, tzugigam at my mitzvah. The mitzvah belongs to the balashor, not that the mitzvah belongs yad eidim tibab rishon. It's not a mitzvah that's mutal on the yad eidim. The yad eidim doesn't apply in these three cases. The yad eidim doesn't apply by shoran niskal, and it does. That's the gemara of a kamet outside of base. Doesn't apply by the nasis. That's a pasuk in chumash that the Rambam and Hilchas Avodah Zarah points out. And it also doesn't apply by goel adam by retziach beim shagig beim mezer. That's our gemara quotes psukim like that. The Pashtus, you can understand a little bit the nature of the din. The din, it's not such deep hesber is needed. Two of them we can understand very well. The Pashtus is that the whole din of Yad Eidim Tibba B'Shoina is to be Ma'ayim Avo Eidim. We tell the Eidim in advance, look here, you realize that you're going to take the person's life. You better be sure that you're telling the truth. And we want you to know in advance that if he's going to be Nidon L'Misa, you're going to have to administer the Misa's business. So if the Eidim know that and they're prepared to testify, okay, so then we'll move the Kabbalah there in. So if they're not, they say, yeah, we'll testify, but we're not going to give the Misa. So then we say, sorry, we can't accept your testimony. It has to be Yad Eidim Tiba Barishan. So the Pashtus says that it's a din like the Hitzilahu Eidim. We want to make sure that the Eidim are really fully convinced that they're telling the truth, they're not making a mistake. So we warn the Eidim in advance, and we insist on fulfilling it in the end, not stama thread. And we insist on it in the end that it has to be Yad Eidim Tiba Barishana to make sure that they really are 100% convinced that there's really chaydis. So we know that there are two cases of Mises Bezin where there's no din of a Hitzilu Haida. By Shara Niskal, the Gemara said, all of the dinim when we learned that Perik, Echad Dinim Amanis, Echad Dinim Nefashis, Daflam and Beis Amin Aleph. So the Mishnah listed off the Asara Chilukim Bein Mamonis Menefashis, and nine of the Asara Chilukim, one din was that you need a Bezna of 23. So the Mishnah says you need a Bezna of 23 to be done a Shara Niskal also, but the other nine dinim were not stama formality, 23 instead of 3. They were inyanim of Hatzolah, Poskim Nuschus, Amalamet Schus, Enechaz, Amalamet Choyva, you need Halonas Adin overnight, you need a Rav Shnayim, a Talmud has a right to say Luschus and not Lechoyva. All the various chilukim, so the Gemara says, all of the nine chilukim that are based on the Hitzilu Eidu do not apply to Shoran Niskal, and none of them apply the chiluk fayhu le Mesis, and Lamed Gimel on Beis. The Gemara says, by Mesis and Mediach, Shaila whether by Mendiach it's so. The Yor Samech claims it's a machlekes amarai. But at least Mesis, the Pashtus is Mesis, the Mendiach state, Vesachma v'lesachasa lo, no Rachman is no din v'hitzilu eidah. So those two cases, Shora Niska, the Mesis, but there's no din of v'hitzilu. So that's where there's no din of Yadah eidah to Yubba Barishan. And then the Goyal Adam, that's another din. The Goyal Adam is a pasuk, the Goyal Adam has to give Misa why. So the Gemara has a lashon, we already had it earlier in Perek Echadini Mominus. Some Rishonim understood the Gemara Kipshuta. Let's say, I owe somebody money, and the man dies. So the din goes to Yerusha, so the Yerusha have a right to bring me the Bez, and then I have to pay the Yerusha. The Yerusha, all the property that the father owned the end, the Karka and the Tam, they own the Schusa, the Yerusha and the Schusa Imamun also. So what happens if I murdered somebody? So some Rishonim understood the Gemara, I really am Chayiv Misa bin Adam Lachaveiro. The one whom I murdered has the right to take my life. But he's dead, he's not alive. So his Yorshim come, the Goel Adam comes, that's why the definition of Goel Adam is Misha Roy the Yorsho. The Yorshim come to collect on his behalf. Ki'ilu de collect. That's what the Lashon HaGemara is. The Gemara says when you bring a murderer to court, to Bezdin, and it turns out that he's not Chayiv Misa, that he does not get the death penalty, so the Gemara says it's like a dintere ben adam achaveiro. So when he wins, he loses, and when he wins, he loses. Whichever side wins, the other side loses. So the Gemara says if the murderer is acquitted, you don't give him the oynish misa. So chayv said the goyal adam. So the goyal adam lost out. What do you mean the goyal adam lost out? So from the losh of the Gemara, it sounds as if it's a death penalty that's collected ben adam achaveiro. The goyal adam is collecting on behalf of the haruk, so to speak. He's the Yorish collecting on behalf of the Harukh. Yeah, so then we can understand that also. That's what it sounds like in the Chumash. That you don't say Yad Ha'edim Tiyabo Berushani by Red Seyach. You say the Goel Adam. Goel Adam is collecting. He's the royal Yorsho. He's collecting on behalf of the Harukh. Lemaisa, we don't pass him like that. Lemaisa, the Ramo and Choshe Mishpat pass him that Krovi Ha'Harukh, Krovi Ha'Nirtzach, Ksherim Lohayed Neged Ha'Red Seyach. He quoted the Ramah, we discussed it already. The Ramah quotes from a Mordechai. There's Machlokes Rashi and the Mordechai in Makkos, the end of the first parak. So Rashi, Shita seems to be like that. And some days in Tesis hold like that, by the Sugya Maman Hazen, the Toshis Lazer, in the first parak and Daf Yud. There are a group of Rishonim and Taka hold like that, that the Chiyuv Misa of Ratzeach is considered like a Chiyuv Ben Adam HaVeiro. Very strange, usually Misa LaShamay. So Tesis quotes Rabbeinu Tam, there are two cases that are Misa Lazer. One case is Retzeach, and then Tais has another case. Okay, so the Shulchan Aruch, the Ramah paskins against all of this. The Ramah paskins that the punishment that you give the Retzeach, because he did an act of Retzeach, it's not a Misol Azeh. It's not that the Horog is collecting. So the Horog is not a Beshalis, is the Horog of Baldover on that. When you have a Malvin, a Lloyd, you have two Tzdodim, so he's a Baldover and he's a Baldover. So anyone who's a Korach to this Baldover, to that Baldover, to the Taveo, to the Nitva postulators. When you have a murder case, whoever is a relative to the murderer, the person who may or may not be the murderer, is a Korav to the Baldova. The people who are, the Harug is dead, so there's nothing to discuss, he can't come to court to testify. Those who are related to the Harug, to the Nirtzach, Kroive HaNirtzach, Sherim Lohoid, Neged Haritzeach, because the murdered person is not considered a Baldover. That's why his relatives are not considered Kroivim to the Baldover. Nishkin Baldover, the Ratzeach deserves Misa, not Ben Adam Machaver. He deserves Misa because he did an act of Ritzich. It's an Aver Ben Adam Machaver also, but the Misa he gets not because of the Ben Adam Machaver, because of the Ben Adam Lamakim. He murdered a person, had it Selim Alakim. Whatever it is, whatever the Hezber is, we don't have to give any Hezber. That there's a principle of Yad Eidim Tivah Barishon, and we know that there are three exceptions to the rule. One exception is by Mesis. The Rambam writes, Din Chodesh Nema the Mesis, that Yod Chod Tivah Barishon, Yad Anisas. The second exception to the rule is by Shor Aniskal. That's in Baba Kamet Tzadik on the base. But the Gemara says that there's the penalty of Rambam. No, you have to pay Asar Zehuvim if you cheated the Bala Shor. My Shor is the Shor that's guilty of killing people. So it's my mitzvah to kill the shor. So if anybody else chapsois and they administer the sokol to my shor, they have to pay me as I'm being negligent and I let the shor run loose. So I'm not doing the mitzvah properly. But if it looks like I am prepared to do the mitzvah, so no one else is allowed to chapsois the mitzvah for me. And then the third case is by Goel Adam, special. So Shmuel has this comment, Oma Shmuel. Nikta, there is a din of Yad Eidim Tirba B'Rishayna. So what happens if two witnesses testify that Pliny, who is Machal Shabbos, Abed Abed Azar, Boal Eishish, whatever Reinish, they're supposed to do the job, they're supposed to do the dirty work of administering the Mrs. Bezin, Yad Eidim Tirba B'Rishayna. What if Nikta Yad Eidim? They lose their hands later on. Somehow they don't have the ability, they don't have any hands, so they can't fulfill the din of Yad Eidim Tirba B'Rishayna. Zokta Potter, the person is off the hook. You don't give him the Einish Mrs. Bezin, because the Inan Kroa Kidichsiv. My timer, the Bina Yareim Tirbab Rishayna Vabeko. You cannot fulfill Yareim Tirbab Rishayna, so you don't give him the death penalty. Beg Markasha, Naya Maisa, so you're going to tell me that a Balmum is possible? A coin is a Balmum, is possible to be Makar Kavanis in the base of Migdash. Is there a din? A witness who's a Balmum is possible? Aedis. If he's blind, it's possible because he can't see. It says, oh, Ro, yeah, they has to be able to see. But there's no din of Balmum who's missing a gidei. One is missing arms. Cannot testify. So Gemara says, Elamiyata, if Shmuel is right, Edim Gidim Mekorach Hanami de Psili? You mean to say that if the witnesses are missing arms and they don't have the physical ability to fulfill the mitzvah of Yad Edim Tibor B'Rishoyna, that the Apostle Lahoy, Naim Aysa never heard of such a thing? So the Gemara says, no, that's different. Shiny Hasam, Damakra, Yad Eidim, Shoisa Kvar. So Rashi says like this, Yad Eidim doesn't necessarily mean they have to do the Mises Bezin with their hands. Even if they're Gidmin, but if they have the ability to testify, they have the ability, we can work out some contraption where they'll push with their elbow, they'll push with a foot, whatever, they'll push their foot on a button, and they'll, with a pulley system, whatever, and they'll be able to administer the Mises Bezin. So that will be a fulfillment of Yad Eidim Tibur B'Rishayna. But if at the time that they testified they were able to fulfill Yad Eidim Tibur B'Rishayna, Kipshuto, they had real arms. And then later on it was Nikto Yad Eidim, later on they lose their arms. So then isn't it, that's the Chiddush of Shmuel. That's the Chiddush Din of Shmuel. So the Tosfos... Also Yad Eidim Tibur B'Rishayna, like an Ovid Avodah Zarah. Yeah, Ovid Avodah Zarah is also Yad Eidim Tibur B'Rishayna. Yeah. Eri Dachas, you have a lot of people. Reuvo here has to be convicted of Avodah Zarah. It's a far-fetched case. The city has to have a minimum population of 100. The Gemara has machlokes in the first paragraph. It has to be an ear. It can't be a metropolis. If it's too big, it's no good. And if it's a little derfala, if it's a little village, it's also not. Ir v'lo kfar, and ir v'lo karach. So we paskin, the rabbi paskins in the Hilchas Megillah. What's called a gir, what's called a kfar, what's called a kram. So the rabbi quotes the Gemara, we paskin has to have a minimum population of 100. So you have to have 51%, you have to have at least 51 of the citizens of the city worship of the Zohar. It doesn't necessarily mean you have to have the same Eidim testifying on all 51% of the people that they worship Avodah Zarah. You may have 102 witnesses to testify on 51 people. You can have two Eidim for each person who's Chayav Misa. It doesn't have to be the same two Eidim on everybody. It's not often, it has to be the same Eidim. But the din of Yad Eidim, Tirbah Rishana, does apply to Avodah Zarah. It does apply to Irani Dachas. Yeah. I mean, who burns down the city? No. Who burns down the city doesn't have to be Yad Eidim, Tirbah Rishana. No. Sometimes it'll be a whole city, like the Rambam writes. If you have a whole city of religious Jews, and one fellow is a Bu'al Eshishish, and one fellow is a whatever, Mechal Shabbosnik, so everybody will help the Bezin, and they'll enable the Bezin to give Noinish Mises Bezin. And here in Dachas, they're not going to just stand by. They're going to let the Rabbanim come in and administer the Mises Bezin. Some of them are going to put up a fight. If Rav Lir worshipped Avodah Zarah, they won't let Bezin wipe out the whole city, burn down the whole city. So the Rambam writes, the Bezin HaGadol has to call upon all the Shiftei Yisrael. All they have to call on the soldiers, the army, the navy, the coast guard, whatever. Everybody has to come, and they put the whole city under siege. So they have to put the whole city under siege, and then they have to be mamid batei dinim. And the Misa, they have to make a gemar din on all those alchay Misa. And then if you can, you have to do Yad Eidim Tibur B'Rishayna. No, they wouldn't seem so. It's simple. How does Shmuel say, Nikta Yad Eidim Potter, let them appoint a shliach? Pashup Shat is the shliach, it does not help. The Pashtus is, yeah. Especially if you give the explanation that we gave, which doesn't necessarily have to be correct at all, that it's for the whole mitzvah of Yad Eidim Tibur B'Rishayna, is in order to add eel, in order to scare them out of the wits, to make sure that they know 100% clear, crystal clear, that the guy's really chayv misa. So then that's the whole idea. Well, we want them to give the misa in person. So in the Hemshech HaGemara, we're going to get to it, the Hemshech HaGemara, right before the Mishnah, the Gemara will quote a Mishnah in the Goyim. If you see two lines right before the Mishnah, they quote a Mishnah from the Goyim, the last Perek in the Goyim, Perek Yudal. On that Mishnah in the Goyim, there's a Tosis Yontif has a comment on the whole Sugya. So he points out an interesting thing. The Rambam paskens like Shmuel, that Nikta Yada Eidem Potter, but he only says it in Hilchas Sanhedrin, when he writes the dinim of Yada Eidem Tiyapa Barishayna. Why doesn't he shtel tzu in Hilchas Avodah Zarah? But there's a din of Yad Chot Tiyapa Barishayna. It's a din miyuchud hu, the Rambam writes, special din that only applies to Mesis, that Yad Chot Tiyapa Barishayna, Yad HaNisas. So why didn't the Rambam say over there, Nikto Yad HaNisas? So the Mesis is off the hook. The Mesis is Pata. That's what the Tosis Yontif is Ma'orah question. So he says, it would appear that it's not so. It would appear that it's that this special din of Shmuel, that the Gemara calls Be'inon, Kroh, Kirichsiv, we insist on observing the mitzvahs exactly as they're written. That's Orthodox policy. We observe the mitzvahs as they're written. The Gemara says, Be'inon, Kroh, Kirichsiv, we insist on observing the pasuk as it says. It would appear that it only applies to Yad HaEdim and doesn't apply to Mesis. Maishnah, there's a din by Mesis. Yod Chotipa Barishayna. So if the Nisas had arms, and then by the time you get to the Gemara Din and you're ready to give the Oynish Mispez, and no longer Nikta, he no longer has the ability. So why don't you say also that he's off the hook? So the Tosis Yontif implies, he doesn't spell it out before us, but there are Mishnayis Negoim, there's a Mishnah Achreino. There's a long pirish on Mishnayis Zroim, he's called Mishnah Rishayna. Because Zeraim is the beginning of the Shishis in the Mishnah, and the same guy, one of the Gdol Achreinim, wrote a long commentary on Mishnah Yistaris, that's called Mishnah Achreinim. Very good, very thorough, he goes through the Yerideya, what it says in Shulchan Aruch, and the Rishonim, and the Rash, and the Rambam, and the Rosh, and this one, and that one. He always has original Chakiris, very fascinating, printed on the side of the Yochanan Boyas, and the big Mishnah. So he writes there in the Mishnah Achreinim, he's mazbe what the Tosis Yontif is trying to bring out over here. So he says that it would appear that the Rambam, who only quotes Shmuel's din in Hilchas Sanhedrin, the Rambam should have extended it to the Nisas. If Nikta Yad HaNisas, so the Mesis is off the hook. So he says, apparently this is also an Inyan of Hatzolah. The truth of the matter is, it doesn't make sense to say Binan Kro Kedichsiv. Why do you have to have Yad HaEdim, Tiyabah Barishana, Kipshuto? And if what are the Eidim HaGidmi Meikor, the Gemara asks, what if the Gidmi Meikor? So he says, that's the Rashi says, that's Yadu Eidim. Yadu Eidim doesn't mean with their arms, with their hands. They'll put their foot on a button, and however they'll arrange for it, they'll succeed in giving Dornish Misa Bezim. But if they had arms, then you have to be able to fulfill it Kipshuta. Vosvad Ninados, that you have to be able to fulfill Kipshuta. Ashverivar. So the Mishnah Achrein explains what the Tosis Yontif is driving at. That we have a principle of the Hitzilah Hu Eid. You always have to try to go out of your way to try to acquit the person whom we're judging, whether he's Chayv Nisana. Hitzilah Hu Eid. So this din, the Hitzilah Hu Eid, not only applies in the Nihu Ka Bezdin, how the Bezdin should act, all the nine Chilukim, Postchem Tchilu L'Schus, Hamalam Mitzchus, Ein Chayz Hamalam Mitzchayva, Talmud can be Malam Mitzchus, but we wouldn't allow him to be Malam Mitzchus. Halona Sadin, Rosh Naim, that's in Nihu Kabezin. It's true also in Drosha Sapsukim. We spoke about it. In Drosha Sapsukim, it's also true because the Gemara has a discussion later. Do you say Azlina Basarube? Does it make sense to say Azlina Basarube the Dina Nefashis? So the Gemara says, how can you say Azlina Basarube? Atayram, Rabbi Hitzila, hey, the Bad Dharmat Azlazel Basarube. So Gemara says, no, but that's Falochi, you do go Basarubi, you do give Einish Mises Bezdin based on the right. That's the Gemara in Perek Ben Sura. The Gemara says, you do go Basarubi. But the Gemara suggested a Svara that you should not, what was that on Samach Tes Amar Aleph? On Samach Tes Amar Aleph, here the Gemara has it. It says, Bamidbar Lamed Heidish. A Torah Amro Vishavtu Eidu Vitzilu Ho'eidu Vatamid Zul Basarubi. Torah says, Vitzilu. It's 10 lines from the bottom of Samach Tes Amar Aleph. The Gemara says, does it make sense to go Basaroi? So the din in the Farshas, you go basa, right? What happened to the din v'hitzila ho'eda? The Gemara here is talking about establishing the halacha based on right when you're darshaning the psukim. If you look in the Gemara is talking about a din. It's going to come up in our Gemara, so we may as well review it again. The Gemara there, Samachtes, has like this. Kol yomav shet ben sura moire, at what age can a person become a ben sura moire? Let's say the father is 95 years old, and his miserable son is 75 years old, and this miserable son, the 75-year-old son, is a ben sura moire. So he's too old to be, he's already an elder zayde, the 75-year-old son. So he's too old to qualify for ben sura moire. So the Gemara says, Kol Yomav Sheben Saramar is only Gimel Chadoshim Lovah. He can only become, that's the Gemara over here. Kol Yomav Sheben Saramar is only Gimel Chadoshim, that's on Samaches on the base. Gimel Chadoshim, the Gaonim right, is something parallel to a girl. In a girl's life, you have a Ktana and a Naira and a Bogeris. So until she becomes Bas Mitzvah, she's a Ktana. When does she become Bas Mitzvah? You have to have Shonim Misimon. At Yud Bei Shonim V'Yom Echod, and you have Shtei Cyrus on the Eva Ha'ervo. She becomes a gedoyla, gedoyla is a naira. How long does she remain a naira? Amen, naira is in the bargain, so the shisha chadoshim avad. So she'll be a naira for 6 months. At the age of 12 and a half, if she became a gedoyla at 12, she becomes a bogeris. At the age of 12 and a half, then she's a bogeris. So what's the status over here? So when she's a naira, she leaves rishus aviyah partially, a little bit. When she's a ketana, she's completely rishus aviyah. A naira is already a gedoyla, a little bit leaving rishus aviyah. And a bogeris is not b'shus avi anymore. The Gemara, the Mishnah in Yen and Dorm refers to a bogeris as the yisoyma b'chaya yaviyo. Her father's alive, the mother's alive, she has all the parents, and she's living at her parents' home, she's not on her own, but she's considered al pi aloch, yisoyma b'chaya yaviyo. She's not al pi din, she's not b'shus avi. In Mitzia, she's b'shus avi. The parents are supporting her, and they're making the decisions about school she's going to go to. She's only 12 and a half years old, she's a little girl. The parents are taking care of all of her needs, but still, al pi halacha, she's not rishus aviyah. So the halacha, the goyim, and the tshuvas are going to point out that by a zocha, by a boy, you also have such. We're used to thinking by boy, you don't have three stages. You have a katan and a gadol. A katan until by mitzvah, then it comes by mitzvah, that's it. So they point out not exactly, there are three stages. There's a ktanos, katnos, and nairus and bagrus. What's the relevance of the middle stage of nairus? That's the din of ben soramah. A katan is a la bar onshin. So before bar mitzvah, you don't punish him. Even the punishment of ben soramah. What did the ben soramah do? Eikentoch, what did he do? He stole money from his parents, and he went with a bunch of gangster friends, hooligans from the neighborhood. Not from the, he didn't go him, it doesn't make a difference. And he ate the flesh, and he drank Italian wine, yaino italki, zalul v'soyve. So the Gemara says, for that he's chai misa. Give him fish. Send them to our penitentiary. They used to call certain yeshivas penitentiary. Send them to that yeshiva over there. Send them to yeshiva, they'll straighten them out. What do you give them? The death penalty. So that's what the Mishnah says, need them al shem sofo. The Torah yard of the sofdaita, this kid is a juvenile delinquent, he's going to turn out to be a murderer. So the Torah says, kill him right now. Which normal parents will bring the kids to Bezin to give him an einish misa Bezin? The kid is only 13 in 2 months. They were only 3 months. So the Gemara says it's never going to happen. So the Gemara says that Rosh Mekabelscha, so far-fetched, which normal parents, whatever, the parents don't have to, it's not, they're not mechuyev to bring the kid to Bezin to give him the Mises Bezin. The Gemara says that Ben Sarma, Sherotza, Ovi, Vihim, Olim, Chaloi, is Mechumloi, doesn't take. If the parents don't want to bring him, they don't press charges. So they want. So which normal parents are probably not going to do it? But the Torah, Rosh Mekabelscha, the Torah tells us that you have to be strict with the children. That's the Gemara, the top line on Pei Ches in the base. The Gemara has been Saramar, Sheratza, Ov, Vim, Olim, Chaloi, Moichel, Loi. Of course they can be Moichel. The whole Parsha Ben Saramar is only if they press charges. So they're never going to press charges. So why did Dara write it? That you should keep in mind, theoretically, you shouldn't think, I'll call Pshoim Techasa Abba, you shouldn't think. A lot of parents have that attitude. Even if their children are terrible, they don't keep mitzvahs and bidonim lachavera and bidonim lamok and the mizbal, so they'll always cover up on their children, and they'll always present everything in such a way that their children are normal and the others are not normal. I see it even by rabbanim. You have rabbanim. They see that their children are not going b'derech ha'tera the right way. So rather than saying a harsh word about their children, they'll cover up and they'll say, the others are wrong, the others are extreme, and they're kanoim, and then this. The others are not kanoim. Your children are not fearing zech properly. So that's what the Torah says, Rosh V'Kal B'Skar. learn the lesson. Don't cover up on your son. This is never going to happen, that the parents are going to bring the son to court to give him a death penalty. But theoretically, that's what they should do. They shouldn't even have rachmanis. If the kid deserves a death penalty, they should really bring him to court and give him the death penalty. So the Gemara points out over here that the Ben Sora Mara, even though he doesn't really deserve an einish misa for the avera that he did, it's really al shem sofo. Atara Yoda the Saif died, that this kid is going to get into big, big trouble. He's going to be a drug dealer. He's going to be a murderer and a gangster. So the Yoda, you should say you should give him the death penalty even if he's before bar mitzvah. If he's not punished because of a chet that he did, so what do you have to have that he should be a bar chiyuva? Bar chiyuva haste, if you punish him on an avera as a punishment for an avera that he did already, so he's a la baranch and a cut is la baranch. But if you're punishing him, al shem ha'asid, al shem sofa, to prevent him from developing into a murderer, so then you should say even a cotton also. So the Mishnah says not so. In a nasim and sorer moire, achiyavish teisaris. He has to be bar mitzvah, because ein oinesh shemon came asirin. You don't give an oinesh unless he has violated some avera or another. Even though the avera that he violated, the genevin, the gzela, and hanging out with the gangster friends, the hooligans, and drinking the wine, all the averas that he did really shouldn't add up to the oinesh mitzvah bezin. The oinesh is exaggerated because al shem sofo, but still he has to have violated some avera for which he's held responsible. It has to be a baronsh. So the Zman only begins from Bar Mitzvah, and it only lasts for 3 months. What's that? This, the magical Zman of 3 months. So the Gemara says, because when a woman is pregnant, it'll be Hukah Rubra at 3 months. And they realize that Tomer was Mu'beris. So what has it got to do with anything? What does the Hukah Rubra have to do with the Ben Saramar? So the Gemara says, Apostik. It says, Ben Saramar, Ben Valayav. If the father is 95 years old and the son is 75 years old, the 75-year-old son is already a great-grandfather, so there's no din of Ben Sora Mora. The 9-month baby, even after 3 months, it would have been Hukah Rubra. That's also in the smite from the Pasuk, Bein Velo HaRoy Likroso Av. And that's also Roy Lekrosawav. If it's Hukah Rubra, that's also called Roy Lekrosawav. You keep on chiseling down, chiseling down. If the father is 95 and the son is 75, there's no dinim and Sarah Meira, he's already a great-grandfather. The 75-year-old son is disobedient, is disobeying his parents. And not only 75, 65, 50, nine-month baby, even after 3 months, it would have been Hukah Rubra. That's also in the smite from the Pasuk, Bein Velo HaRoy Likroso Av, and that's also Roy Likroso Av. If it's Hukah Rubra, that's also called Roy Likroso Av. You keep on chiseling down, chiseling down. If the father is 95 and the son is 75, there's no dinim and Sarah Meira, he's already a great-grandfather. The 75-year-old son is disobedient, is disobeying his parents. And not only 75, 65, 55, weiter, 14 years old. And not only 14 years old, even 13 and 9 months. And not only 13 and 9 months, 13 and 3 months, because the Roy Lacrosse out. Frank the Gemara, let's chisel down some more. Why is it Hukah Rubra? 3 months, Akhti Gemara. Because a normal pregnancy is a 9-month pregnancy, and 1/3 of that is 3 months. Frank the Gemara, but we know the Chazal understood there are two pregnancies. There's a seven. There are two normal pregnancies. There's a 7-month pregnancy, and there's a 9-month pregnancy. 8-month, a ben ches, the Gemara can, an 8-month baby is either post-mature 7-month, that's fine, post-mature is fine, or it's a premature 9-month. So if it's a premature 9-month, then it's an aphel. So then you have to wait. If you show shloshim yom, so you assume it's not an aphel, you have an aphel. So, but if it's a 7-month pregnancy, then the Gemara assumed that it's fine. That's how the Gemara understood the two types of pregnancy. So the Gemara thought the question, if there's such a concept as a 7-month pregnancy, in Hukah Rubra should be Shlish Yomeho, that the Gemara is not sure on the medicine over here. If you assume that there's such a thing as a 7-month pregnancy, will it be considered Hukah Rubra at 1/3 of 7 months? Which means 2 months and 10 days? Or would you say, no, 3 months? You always need 3 months to be hukah rubra. So the Gemara says, well, here's a riot. Why do you say kol yom shemin seramara is 3 months? You have a cotton and a nar and a bagir, like tan and a bagir. So the middle zman is 3 months. Why 3 months? You keep on chiseling down. Not only if the son is 75 years old, even 65, 55, 14 years old, 13 years old, and 9 months, 13 years old, and 3 months, a chisel weiter. To say 13 years old in 2 months and 10 days is also hukaru, because we're talking about theoretical possibility. The kid is not getting married at 13 on the day of his bar mitzvah, and then his wife is not getting pregnant on the day of the bar mitzvah. So you're talking about theoretical possibilities. So there's a theoretical possibility that he could have married a girl and had a hukah rubra in 2 months and 10 days. So the Gemara says, well, roiv noshim yidarshin the psukim. We're not trying to ascertain whom he's marrying. We're not guessing whom he's marrying. The Gemara says, we're darshining psukim. Bein v'loyav, bein v'loy haroi l'krosawav. This is all the hitzilu later. This is all, zad drosha. Bein v'loy haroi l'krosawav, after 3 months. This is all the Hitzilah. If it would have been any other area of halacha, we wouldn't darshan so much. Chisel down, chisel down, chisel down, pattern from Mainish Misa. The midas, clearly, the midas, Hatar and the Dreshish Behem are different in the area of Din and the Foshis than from Kala Terakul. We have such a concept in Kochin. The Gemara has in the beginning of Zel Mekoyman. The Gemara has quite a few dafim that the Kochin, Hainel made them Lomid ben Alomid. Let's say I learn that B from A with the Gzereshova. Then you can't, ain't a chozim alam, you can't go from B to C. From A I learned to B, and then from B I learned to C. Some kola tarakula, lemedim lamed men alamed. Why not? I can learn one din from another parsha, which itself is only learned from a third parsha. Midish atan adresh, then go on, vaita, lamed men alamed men alamed. In a kochim, the Gemara says not. The Gemara has detailed sugyas. What if the first one was a kal v'chomer? The second one was a gzera shava? What if they're both gzera shava? What if the second one was a gzera shava and the first one was kal v'chomer? All different combinations the Gemara goes through. So you see that the Gemara assumes the davar poshut that the midrash ha'tarin and rashis behem are different, slightly different, not major differences, slightly different in the area of kochim from in kol v'tarah kula. So here also the Gemara says hitzilu ho'edo on samach tesam and ala. The midrash ha'tarin and rashis behem are slightly different when it comes to din and nefoshes. You're always mahapech b'schusa to go lahokil. Not only the Hitzilu Eidu and the Seder Hadion of the Bezdin, Alamed Beis Amin Aleph, the 9 differences between Mamas and the Foshas, that's in Hanhogas HaBezdin, but in Kviyas HaAlach, in the darshaning of the Psukim, Heret HaDrosh, Bein V'loy Av, Bein V'loy HaRoy, L'Krosto Av, so at the age of 13 and 3 months, he's already an Av. How did he become an Av? No one gets married at 13, and if they do, the wife doesn't become pregnant right away, she's not going to be Hukah Ruba, Azai. It's Bein V'lo HaRoy L'Krosa Av, it could have been Hukah Ruba. So the Gemara has a discussion. If you're chiseling down, so chisel Vaita, so say 2 months and 10 days. The Gemara says, no, Azlina Basa Ruba. What do you mean Azlina Basa Ruba? Not to be Mavar the facts whom he's going to marry. Azlina Basa Ruba and Darshaning Psukim. So we have a klal, whenever you Darshan Psukim, you go Basa Roy. Whenever you establish Allah, it's established according to the normal way of doing things. On the other hand, you have a midrash atan and rashi spend the hitzilu later. So it's a conflict over here. Should I follow the klal of kola tarakula of azlina basa ruba, or should I follow the klal of the hitzilu later, always to be mahapil b'schusa to patim from isa? So the Gemara says over here, no, azlina basa ruba. Here, azlina basa ruba wins, and you don't say the hitzilu later. That's the context of the discussion over here. So that's what the Mishnah Achreina, Mishnayis, Negoin on Perek Yudala points out over here. He said that Taisus Yanta pointed out the Rambam, that the Rambam passed in Shmuel's din. That Nikta'o Yad Ha'edin is Potter. So he should have quoted it in Hilchas Avodah Zarah also, where there's not a din of Yad Ha'edin, but Yodcho Tiyabo Barishana by the Nisas. So he should have said Nikto Yad Ha'Nisas. It's potter because he can't fulfill the din of Yotchati Bavrishan. How come he didn't write it? He holds that it's not so. Why is it not so? The Tazyantav isn't Mazbir. So the Mishnah Achrein is Mazbir. That the Drosha, Lekzach Nishtaf and Seichel, if it would be any other area of Halacha, we would never darshan such a din. The Gemara says, Eidim Gidnim Eikor, but Anaya din that a Balmum is possible latest. Eidim Gidnim, if they're missing their arms, they are kosher latest. Only Yad Shehoisa Bokvar. Shiny Hassan, Yad Shehoise Bokvar. Since they had a hand and were able to fulfill Yad Eidim Tibar Rishon to Kipshuto, and now, what do you mean Kipshuto? But if they're Gidma Meiko, you don't need Kipshuto. Why all of a sudden now you need Kipshuto? You establish the dinam always lahokel lahokel lahokel. So the Rambam and Fashtanin that lahokel 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 doesn't apply to the Mesis. That was the Gemara and Lamed Gimel Lamed Beis, that all of the nine chilukim between Mamedes and the Fashas that are based on the Hitzilah, the Bezin that needs a number 23 that applies to Mesis also, that's not a function of the Hitzilah Eda. But the other nine chilukim Shvei Mamedes and the Fashas, which are based on the Hitzilah Eda, the Gemara says the chilufaila Mesis, they don't apply by Mesis. Because by Mesis, you don't have that din of Hatzolah. So not only don't you have that din of Hatzolah of Hanhogas HaBezdin, you don't have the din of Hatzolah from Daf Samachtes, of Darshan in the Psukim in a Lakuladika fashion all the time. So that's why the Rambam held that this din of Shmuel, Nikta Yadayim, doesn't apply. It wouldn't apply, such a style of Drosh, it wouldn't apply in Kovatar Kula, only in din of Nefashis, and it wouldn't apply to Nisas, because by Mesis is a Chivufayla Mesis. You don't go out of your way to Darshan Psukim Lahaka. And this is not a normal drosha. It wouldn't fly in Kol HaTorah. You wouldn't make such a drosha. So Mesis, you leave it there. Then he would be Chayav Nisa.
The other application of the Yisuvah Eidah the
we had in the beginning of Nigmar Din, where they have a horse ready to go as they're marching him off to the Beis HaSkilah, to try to, waving the flags, pulling back, that's all also based on the heat seal away.
I saw a more yoga in the subsequent company, right? They don't have pads.
Yeah.
Also,
the heat seal away. The Gemara is going to quote it now. Yes, so the Gemara says that he's potter. So the Gemara asks the Kasha, why? Here you have. You keep on chiseling off, but there's a limit. You can't chisel too much. And here you say, if the Eidim Agidme Meikara, you do give an Einish Misan. There, by Ben Saramar, it says, the Safstabo of the Imo Velo Gidme. So they give the Meikara when they come to Bezin to begin with. Let's say they were always missing hands. Before the baby was born, before the child was born, they were missing hands. So Gidme Meikara, here you say, even though Bino Kroak Nechsid Gidn Meikara, it is called Yad Eidim, so why don't you say the Sofs above him? If they give him, he should be able to have a Din and Ben Saramar. So how come by us you say that's too much gechiseled? I beg a chiseled. And over there we chiseled even Gidn Meikara. So the Gemara asked that Kasha. So the Gemara says here, Shiny Hassan, about 8 lines before the Mishnah. No, Shiny Hassan, the Kulei Kroak Yisaelu. There's so many extra phrases in that pasuk by the Ben Sora Mora, it sounds like the Chumash is telling us to be more makel and more makel. More drushes to be makel. But it shouldn't have been so. That's how the Gemara says. So this is how the Tosis Yontif and the Mishnah Achreina understood Shmuel's din. It's not a normal drusha. It's only because we're dealing with din and nefashis and we have a Hitzilah Hoedah rule that you should always darshan psukim lohakel lohakel within reason, too much lakel nisht, but within reason, so that's why we say at din of Yad Eidim Tivo Rishon. That's how the sugi begins. It's going to change later. So the Gemara goes on and on till they say, finally, before the Mishnah, 2 lines before the Mishnah, Zog the Gemara Tanoihi. It's a machleke satanoi, whether you said, Bino Kroki Dichsiv or not. And the Gemara quotes the whole time, the quoting cases of Nefashis, Nefashis. Everything is din in Nefashis. Till you get to the last case, they quote a Mishnah from the Goyim that has nothing to do with Dinei Nefashos. So that's what the Mishnah Achreina says. The last line in the Gemara is a major change. We are already leaving that position. We're not talking anymore about the topic of Binon Kro Kedichsiv as a function of the Hitzilah Hoedah, as an aspect of Darshaning Psukim Lohokel in an unusual, in an extremely unusual fashion in order to pata the person from Nisa. It's a general shayla and kol HaTorah Kula, not restricted only to din nefashos. The snan, there is a din if a person became a mitzora and then he became tohor, the neged tzaras disappeared. So if the kohen declared him as tohor, if he never had a kohen declaring him as tohor, as tomei, let's say bisman is there. If anybody has a neged tzaras, so we don't have kohanim declaring anybody as tomei. It's a discussion that the Rabbi Kivega has at the Tiferes Yisrael. Writes that he used to correspond with Rabbi Kivega once in a while. So he writes that he sent in Mishnayis Nigayim, he sent a letter to Rabbi Kivege, how come we don't observe the din bizman hazeh? If a person seems to have a negative tzaraas, so she'd ask a kohen, let the kohen pass him with his tamei hatohar. So the answer is, if it'll turn out that he's tamei, he'll never be able to kill charais from the blotter. In order to become tohor, you have to have a base on mikdash with karbonas. So that's is that an answer? You don't declare him as tamei because he'll never be able to get out of the mess? Is that a reason? You declare him as tamei, that's mitzvah number one. The Kohanim should pass in on Negat Saraz. And then if he can't do mitzvah number two, so he'll be stuck for life, so what can he do? But he's saying, no, that's a condition. You only declare as Tameh if it makes sense. If the whole purpose of Tumah is, that's how the Chazal seem to have understood in the Agadot, that when you mitahir and mitzora, so part of the Tahara process is you have to have Eitzeres v'yeza v'shnitai loas. So Rashi and Chumash, I think, quotes from the Gemara in Erech, what's the idea of Eitzeres? The Eizoiv in the Piyutim for Shabbos Parshas Poryev. If the person was a Balgaiva, like an Eitzeres, tall cedar tree, standing very stern, so he should be mashkel himself like an Agudas Eizoiv. He should get off of his high pedestal. He should become normal, have a little hachno, and then the Negat Saras will go away. And if he's not going to be mashkel himself, then the whole Tahara process won't help. So the Chazal seem to have understood that Negat Saraz is a punishment that comes for these Averis. And if it's Shaykh to teach him a lesson, Shaykh to purify himself, then they'll give Min HaShamayim the signage of Negat Saraz. But if he can't straighten out in the end, like as long as we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, we'll never be able to straighten out. So it's not that we wouldn't recommend to keep that mitzvah, because that mitzvah, you're going to get into a blot that you're never going to get out of it. The kohen is going to be mitami, he'll never be able to krichois from the tumah. It's not with doing an eitzah toiva. You better not do that mitzvah because you're going to be in big trouble. No. Some say it doesn't make sense to do that. The whole mitzvah doesn't make sense. The Rabban Shalom never meant in the first place to be mitami people with their neged tzaraas, unless you're going to be able to teach them a lesson and it'll end up with a happy result. Zosdiya Taras HaMetzorah B'Yom Taharasa. If you can have a Yom Taharasa, if in the foreseeable future you don't see any possibility of being mitayer, so you're not mitayer in the first place. That's the question. Is that correct or is that not correct? I think the Chafetz Chaim writes like that. I think the Chafetz Chaim writes that the Ribbono Shel Olam doesn't bring a neged tzaraas bizman hazeh, because the whole purpose of tzaraas, Chafetz Chaim has drashas ala Torah, came out on every parsha about Lashon Hara, so that on parshas Tazriya Metzora, he has this drasha. He quotes from a Kabbalah Sefer, quotes a lot from Kabbalah Sefer. So he quotes from some Kabbalah Sefer, why don't we find Negat Saraz Bizman Hazeh? Because not the same as the leprosy, it's something else. How come we don't have it? Because the Boshem only brings it in order to bring about the Tahara, to teach the person a lesson. It should be Nichna. So it's not going to come to the happy conclusion, so you don't do it in the first place. So that's a shaila. Is that really the word or not? So the Tiferes Yisrael, beginning of Negoyim, talks about this. He writes a correspondent with Rabbi Kivege. So he says that's, I don't remember if Rabbi Kivege gave this suggestion. He gave this suggestion. I think it's the beginning of Nagat. So one of these Gedolim suggested maybe you need a Kohen Meyuchas for this. The Pasuk says in Ezra, we discussed it, that in order to, when they built the second base on Mikdash and they wanted to be Makruf Karbonis, so Bikshu Ksavim HaMesyachsim, Ezra was running the show, he was the Gadol Hador, so he asked the Kohanim they should produce a Ksav Yichas that should show clearly that he's a Kohen, Ben Kohen with no Chalolis involved. So those who were not able to produce the Ksav Yichas, it says in the Pasuk, Negoalu min ha-kuhuna. They were rejected from Kuhuna. So we discussed already that Rav Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher was Mecharish, that's a Din de Rabbona. On the level of their eyes, there is no such thing, no Pasuk. He thought that it's a Chumra mid Rabbona, Rav Kivege, and some Sefer, they were masking with him, that it's only a Chumra mid Rabbona. Because he had the suggestion we should build the Beis HaMikdash now. Tzvi Hirsch Kalasher was a holy tzaddik, he didn't realize that there's a mosque already for a few centuries. He thought all you have to do is raise some more money. He said the Jews know how to raise money. So we'll raise some money, buy the Makom HaMikdash, build the Beis HaMikdash, bring karbanos, and we'll solve all the problems. So he wrote a whole kuntrish, Drishas Tzion, how to solve all the problems, how do you know the big dekunin, and this and that. He makes all the cheshbonos how to solve the problem. The one problem he wasn't aware of, that it's not for sale. The Arabs are not prepared to remove their mask to allow us to build the Makom HaMikdash. So one of the issues that he has to work on is, where are you going to find Kohanim Yechosim? There are very few Kohanim Yechosim around. There are not enough Kohanim Yechosim They can't stay up 7 days a week, 24 hours a day to run the whole Beis HaMikdash. You have less than a minion of Kohanim Yechasim around the whole world. So how can they do Avodas HaKavanah? So he's Mechadish, this word, that the requirement for Kohen Miyuchas is only a Chumr Midrabbanah that was introduced by Ezra Sofer. That's Hechad Epshah. The Chachamim made a Din Rabbanah when it's possible to have Kohanim Yechasim. Don't allow Kohanim Chazokah to be Makar Kavanah. But Hechad Deloy Epshah, when if you build a Beis HaMikdash and you have Kohanim Chazokah, Kohanim who are assumed to be Kohanim, all the Kohanim that we have. They're bona fide Kohanim, 100%. They're not just Sophic Kohanim, they're not Kohanim in the Rabbanah. It says they're Vada Kohanim in Atayr. Until his days, it was Taka, till the days of Tzvi Yesh Kalasha, it was assumed by the Gdard HaKohanim that Kohanim Chazok are only Sophic Kohanim. They're not Vada Kohanim. And then he changed the tie, because he asked Rebbe Kevegir, and he was masking with him. Then he asked Rebbe Kevegir, he asked Achsam Sofer, Samalon, he was masking, they were all masking. That the whole idea of Kohanim Yuchasim is only a Chumr Midrabbanan, but a Kohanim Chazok, 100% bona fide Kohanim, they're no Kulas, there's no move. Some Achrenim made Kulas, a Safik Kohanim, so to marry a Chalutza is only the Rabbanan, there's room to be Mekel, to marry a Giyorish, a Loizinsa ben Achor Yusuf, maybe it's only the Rabbanan, all kinds of wild ideas you have in Achrenim. So after the time of Rabbi Kivegi with Rabbi Tzviyash Kalash, with Hassam Sefer, all of these kulas that disappeared. Some people are trying to reinstate these kulas bizman hazeh, some rabbanim. It's outdated, it's from centuries ago. Nobody holds like that anymore. The early Achrayim Taka held like that, Knesset, Cheskel and others. But it's out of style now. We hold not like Rabbi Kivega, like the Chassam Sofer, that Kohanim Chazokah, Avadai Kohanim. So that's what Rabbi Kivega had in the correspondence with the Teferis Yisrael. Maybe that did, that you need Kohanim Yerchosim to do Avodah, is also required of Kohanim who paskan on Negat Tzaraz. Maybe you need Dafke Kohanim Yerchosim. So since we have very few Kohanim Yerchosim, maybe that's why nobody fulfills the mitzvah today. Anyone who seems to have a Negat Tzaraz on his skin, they go to a doctor. They go to a skin doctor. They don't go to a Kohen. They paskan whether it's Tamei Tahor. How come they don't go to a Kohen? So these Gdolim suggest that maybe to fulfill this, then you also need Kohanim Yuchas. Shaz Mecha Teisa, if it's only a Chumra Midirabbanon that was introduced by Ezra Sefer for Korbanus, doesn't apply to picking up. Then you don't need a Kohanim Yuchasim. Doesn't apply to getting an Aliyah. Doesn't apply to other Dinim of Koyin. So Mecha Teisa, that it should apply to Rias Negatzeras. The Psukim only say it's a Din, and Avodas HaKorbanus. Why should I say that the Rias Negoyim should have the same Chumras as Hakrovas HaKorbanus? That's the Shabbos. So getting back again. So the Chumash tells you the Dinim, the last two lines before the Mishnah. So the Chumash, the next week said, Zosia Torah Samtzot Yom Taharasai, he has to bring three korbanos. Some people become Tahor, they go into a mikveh. And that's all the Tmeim, need a mikveh, the Rambam writes. And some people need, in addition to the mikveh, they need Mechatos, Paraduma, whether that's Tamei Meis. And some people need korbanos, those are the Abom, Mechusei Kapor. Zab, the Zav, Yoledes, and Mitzor, they need special korbanos. And each one needs different korbanos. The Zav and the Zav, the Rambam counts them as four different mitzvahs. Zav, Zav, Yoledes, and Mitzor, each one needs a different tahar. The Rambam counts them as Sefer mitzvahs. One mitzvah, whoever needs tefillah and mikveh, should have that series, should have that kind of tahar. Right, there's a mikveh and a ma'ayon, two different, he says, those are details. The mikveh and ma'ayon is one din of tahara. Then there's one din of tahara day paraduma water. That's another mitzvah in the minyan mitzvahs. Then there's a third form of tahara ayidei mechusei kapara by bringing the kavana. So those are four different. Zav zav yoledes and mitzorah. So each one he counts as a separate mitzvah. So the mitzorah has to bring three different karbanas, an osham and a chatas and an oilo, if I'm not mistaken, and next week's seder. And then you take the dam, and all of the karbanas you zarek the dam on the mizbeach. Sometimes top of the mizbeach, sometimes bottom of the mizbeach. But above the chutas tikva, there was a red line in the middle, exactly in the middle of the mizbeach. So the chatas behema is lemayla the chutas tikva, and all the others are lemato. By behemas, all the others are lemato. And then by asham mitzorah, there's a new din that you do matan behinas. You take some of the dam. Normally dam is on the mizbeach. You don't put dam on the people's body. The Gemara calls this achirish. There's a dovash yotza, dovash edechlal, yotzman aklal, lechadesh. What's the chidish? That you take dam from a korban, you put the zvika on the person's body. So you have to have al tenuch, al boin yoda haimonis, al boin ragla haimonis, al tenuch oznai haimonis. That's part of the tahara process, and this is all the yikuvah. If you're missing any step of the way, so the tahara will not be completed. You have to bring all the korbanas, you have to do the matan behind. So the shaila is, what if the mitzorah who wants to become tahor He was declared as Tomei by a Kohen, and the Negat Saraz disappeared, Shoin, and he wants to go through the process of becoming Tohar. He's missing a thumb. He's missing the Boyin Yoda Haimonis. Missing Boyin Ragla Haimonis. Ein lo Boyin Yada Boyin Regal. What does he do? So the Tanakhama says, Ein lo Tare Elomis, and the next two Tanoim disagree. Why? So the Tanakhama, so the Gemara says, Tanoi here, it's a Machlekes HaTanoim, whether Be'in and Kuro Kedichsiv, or Lo Din and Kuro Kedichsiv. So the Tanakhama holds Be'in and Kuro Kedichsiv, that when the Pasuk says you need Matan Bohenes, it has to be done literally, Matan Bohenes. If he doesn't have a Boyin Yad Boyin Regal, Fafal, Ein lo Tare Elomis. And the next two Tanoim say, Nishgefelach. You can either, one time it says, Nelson on the Koma, he's missing a thumb, so you put the Matan down where the thumb used to be. On that part of the hand where the thumb used to be. And the other Tana says, no, no, small will be yotze. Put it on the left arm. If he has a boy in Yoda Haimonis, he put on the left arm is no good. But if he doesn't have a boy in Yoda Haimonis, then on the left arm is good. So the Gemara says, this is the Machloika Satana, where the Bina Kurok Nasiv, the Bina Kurok Nasiv. Very strange Machloika. So now at this point, that's what the Mishnah Akronim points out, Mishnah Akronim, at this point we clearly are switching. All along he points out that Rambam seems to have understood that the whole idea of Shmuel Binan Kroke Nechsiv is that you stretch the drasha sapsukim because of the principle of the Yitzilah Ha'edah, that the Midrash HaTorah and the Reshes Bam and the area of Din and Nefashes they drush him differently. You always chisel off more, lahaka lahaka lahaka, you chisel off more. Even on Kol HaTorah you would never make such a drasha. That's why Mesis you don't make. When you get to the last line, the Gemara says, Achloik Yisatana, and they went into a different area. It has nothing to do with Yitzilah Ha'edah. It's not Din in the Pasha. So what's, when you get to the end, what's going on over here? What is the issue that we're discussing over here? It's very unclear. What's the shot? Of course, Binan Kroak could have said, no? When the Chumash says, you have to wear tefillin, you have to wear tefillin. And if the person came and told him, where's a substitute? That's when Binan Kroak could have said, you have to keep all the mitzvahs the way they say in the Chumash. What's the issue involved? So the Mishnah Achreina, he gives an explanation. He starts to give. The Chazanish there on the Goyim also finishes. He doesn't quote the Mishnah Achrona, but he says the same on his own. They say the same thing. We know, we just mentioned a few minutes ago, we know that the Midrash HaTorah and the Drashas Behem in the area of Kodshim is slightly different from a Kol HaTorah. Well, you have Klal L'Prat HaKlal, you have Kal V'Chomer, Gezeres Shavah, all the other Midrash you have. But it's slightly different. That's the Sugya in the beginning of Ezel Mekoyman, that Eilameid and Lamed men Alamed the Kodshim. In the area of Kabbonis, if B was learned out from A, so sometimes yeah and sometimes no, a long discussion, which meters? Lamed, then a Lamed doesn't go, you can only learn once, you cannot extend it a second time to a third parasha, under certain circumstances. So that shows clearly that Midrash HaTorah and Reshes Mem are slightly different in the area of Kodshim. Tesis writes in Zvochim and Abdalad Amar Aleph that there's another difference between Kodshim and Kol Torah Kula. And that's what we're usually used to thinking like that, Tysons. Even people never learn Kotchim, they're usually used to thinking like that. The Gemara will have in different places, the Gemara has an expression that you need Shina Olav HaKosav Liyakev. In Kotchim, the Gemara has it many times. Let's say it says you have to Shech the Karbonis Lishmoy. So the Gemara says, well, maybe that's only Lahatchila, maybe B'diyevet, if you Shech Shavol Lishmoy, maybe Machdish Dais. So you have to have a separate Pasuk that it should be repeated. Shina Olav HaKosav, if the Pasuk repeats it, then it's La'akev. But if it only says it once, so then you have a right to assume it's only L'chatchila, it's not B'riyan. So we're not used to thinking like that. The Torah says you got to wear Tfilin Shal Yad, Tfilin Shal Rosh, it's L'chatchila B'riyevet. You have to have a mezuzah, it's L'chatchila B'riyevet. The mezuzah has to be on the right side of the door, it's L'chatchila B'riyevet. We don't make such a distinction in Kol HaTorah Kula. So we're usually used to thinking like Tesis writes, and Zvachim Dabdal and Amanama, but that's also from the Chilukim Shebein, Drosha, Sapsukim, Midrash, HaTorah, and Reshes Behem, are different in the area of Kodshim from Kol HaTorah Kula. Then in Kodshim, you need Shina L'Vakos V'Yakev. Whenever a din is written, so you assume you have a right to assume it's only L'Hatchid, unless it's repeated. And in Kol HaTorah Kula, we assume that it's Makir V'Yev. So that's how we usually assume. Rabbi Yosef Fengel has a whole minor. And Asman Deraisa, he has a lot of kashas. So there's a Gemara, one Gemara that talks about Truman. That you need Shina L'Vakos V'Yakev. So he says, you see, Truman is also treated like Kodshim, the whole pilgrim. Then as a Gemara Chbeis Paraduma. So Paraduma with a pilgrim. Paraduma is also like Kodshim. Then he keeps on kriching, another kasha. So every kasha gives a teretz. There are a lot of kashas. So the Chazanish, and the Chazon Ish quotes that, and the Goy, Perek Yudal, Chazon Ish goes on the Mishnah, it's not the Goy. So the Chazon Ish quotes the Taisis, the Mishnah Chayna doesn't even quote the Taisis. He just writes that it's not so. So Chazon Ish quotes the Taisis, and he says, but it doesn't seem to be correct. He says, it doesn't seem to be correct that the din of Shina Lakas and Yake is a din of Kol HaTorah Kulo. And he gives the Mashal the din, like this. Let's say when you do Chalitza, so the proper way to perform Chalitza, Chalitza means the husband died, he left no descendants, no children, no grandchildren. So the wife has to have Chalitza, she's not allowed to be married. Lasiya Shemesa Kutza, Liish Zar, she has to be the Yibim Chalitza. So the Chalitza mitzvah, the Chalitza ceremony, consists of three different parts. You have the kriyas of psukim back and forth. She says psukim, he says psukim, she says psukim. Everybody recites psukim. Then she has to do chalitza sasana. She moves the shoe. Then the last thing she does is rikike. She spits on the floor of the ark of the farm. How much of this is ma'akev b'yevet? So that the we pass can only the chalitza is ma'akev b'yevet. The rest, the kriyas of psukim, but the rikike is only l'chatchila. It's not ma'akev b'yevet. There are tanoim who disagree. This is the way we pass them. There's a Tana who says that the Rikike is also Miyakev, and there's a third Tana who says even the Kriyas Apsukim is also Miyakev. The burden of proof is on them. They have to have a drosha to prove that the Rikike is also Miyakev, and the Kriyas Apsukim is also Miyakev. We don't hold from their droshas, we don't hold from their proof, so we hold that it's not Miyakev. So for chiseling down, so maybe the Chalitza is also not Miyakev, well you gotta have something. So maybe you'll do Rikike. Maybe do the Rikike with the Kriyas HaPsukim, you won't do Chalitza, no. So the Chazon Ish gives, the Mishnah Achrona doesn't give so far. Mishnah Achrona just says the Kitzin Nimitz. The Chazon Ish elaborates on this. He says, no, look here. We know that this is called Chalitza. I mean, that's what we call it. In the Chumash, I don't know if it's called Chalitza. We call it the Mitzvah Chalitza. If you're going to do the Kriya, if you're going to do Kriyas HaPsukim and the Rikike, and you're not going to do the Chalitza, it's the Ika Chosim and HaSeif, I can call it Chalitza. We have a tradition that that's the essence of the Mitzvah Chalitza. The question is, the Zaitige Zachen, the other things that go along with the Chalitza, you don't call it Chalitza Rikike Kriyas HaPsukim, call it Mitzvah Chalitza. The Mishnah called it Perik, it's a Perik. Mitzvah Chalitza. Mitzvah Sivim Kademis for Mitzvah Chalitza, Mitzvah Chalitza Kademis for Mitzvah Sivim. So we know that the essence, the main part of the Mitzvah is the Chalitza Sasan. The other things are periphery. So the question is, are they Nakav? So he says, the Klal and Kol HaTorah Kulo is that Yini Shina Lo HaKosel Yake. Whenever it's not repeated, whenever you don't have a drosha sapsukim to indicate that something peripheral is miyakib, on the etzem thing itself, he says, Lamashal. If you bring a mincha less than an isaran service, a mincha has to be asiris a'ifa service. Let's say somebody will bring a mincha less than an isaran. He says, there's nothing to discuss, you don't need a pasuk to say that is miyakib. That's the ABC, that's what a mincha is. Bring less than an isaran is not good. The blila, mincha blila ba shemen. The shemen you have to do the blila. But the din is loy balal is also kosher. If you didn't do the blila, it's also good. The blila, that's a peripheral thing. You should do lachatchila. The mitzvah bishlay musa requires blila. If you didn't do the blila, it'll also be good. So he says it's not only because it's kosher. He says in kol haTorah kulo will be the same thing. In all of the mitzvahs haTorah, you have to look to see which is the essential part of the mitzvah. So of course you don't need a pasuk to say that's ma'akev. What are you going to say? You don't have to like tefillin on your arm, you can put your tefillin on your leg. That's not tefillin. That's not tefillin. That you don't need a pasuk for. Or if you don't have leather, you should make the tefillin from paper. That's not tefillin, there's nothing to discuss. But if it's something that seems to be a zaitig gezach, peripheral, so that we would normally say that that's only l'chatchila unless you have a pasuk to indicate that shina l'vakas l'yakev, that it is miyakev to the yevim. So he says that Chukah has the mashmoas of Leikuvah, right. That's how the Gemara says. Chukah is one of the psukim that has the mashmoas of Leikuvah. So that's what the Chazon Ish and the Mishnah Achrona say. When you get to the Maskanas Asuli Tanoi, the Gemara is making a major switch now. The whole time they seem to have assumed, that's what he says based on that Rambam by Nisus. The Rambam seems to have understood the Gemara the whole time that the Bina Krokid Ichsiv is a special din only in din nefashos. It's based on the Hitzilah, the Darshan and Psukim, in an extreme way, lahakal ala nidam. When you get to the end, that is the Gemara seems to understand differently. The Shaila being, if it's an essential part of the mitzvah, then you don't think that it should be repeated. We know it's marked to the other. And if it's peripheral, if it's not that crucial thing to the mitzvah, then if you don't have a pasuk to repeat it, then we say that it is miyakev.
So that's Ebbis the Machloikas HaTanayim. How do you determine whether, how do you determine what's essential and what's peripheral? So that's a shaila. Let's say, Aboin Yoda Haimonis, Aboin Raglo Haimonis. So should you assume that everything is essential over here? So if ain't Laboin Yad, ain't Laboin Regal, finished. You don't need Shina Lavakosim Liyake, because it's essential. Or should I treat it as a peripheral thing? And since you don't have Shina Lavakosim Liyake, so Loi Binan Krokin Echsiv. That's up is when you get to the end. But up until the end, that's what they both seem to say, that the Gemara seems to be working with the assumption that it's only a discussion of Din and Nefashis. Here in the top places, there's an interesting comment. The Gemara said that the din of Yad Ha'idim Tirbo Barishayna doesn't, we said there are three cases where it doesn't apply. So it doesn't, we said it doesn't apply to Shoah Nisko, it doesn't apply to Maces, and it doesn't apply to Retzeach and to Goel Adam. Retzeach means the Mazen and Goel Adam means B'shege. Both Retzeach, Mazen and B'shege, there's no din of Yad Ha'idim. The din is Yotcho Tirbo, the din is the Goel Adam. The Goel Adam has a mitzvah lahargah. So here the Tosis gets involved with a difficulty. They have a kasha. Tosis has a kasha here. Astiris ha-gemaris. So on the last line, they give a teretz inami boreach shiny. Tosis says on the last line in the top Tosis, an interesting word. That what? There is a din that the Gemara has a drasha. Minayin, our Gemara has it. Here on two lines before the lines get wide. Minayin, how do you know the din? Shehimat yochel amisa misak sivba shat misa mchomisa shat yochel amisa. Someone runs away from the bezin. They want to give him an oynish mitzvah from the bezin. He runs away. So the only way to get him is to shoot from a distance. He said to throw a hand grenade or something. Otherwise, a guy's going to get away. But that's not—he doesn't. That's not the form of misa that he's supposed to have. He's supposed to have it in skila, straight for Eric Achenik. So the din is tamalav v'asiyum hamakam mikomakom. You give him misa, even though it's yati yochel amisa misa k'sivaboy. So Tosis gets stuck. How does this compare to the other remarks? So in the last line, Tosis says bareyach shayni. This din imi yati yochel amisa misa k'sivaboy. Why is he yati yochel amisa? The answer is because the guy's running away. So Tosis says, if he runs away, then he forfeits his chusim of the hitzila hoedah. He's running away. He's fighting against us. He's not allowing us to fulfill the oynash misa's desdin. So we don't have to go out of our way to give him a break. The hitzila hoedah. This Tosis writes like min hashamayim and yesh meyayin. They're writing in teretz. You should know that they're just quoting a gemara in Gittin. The gemara in Gittin says that bareach shayni Gittin dav chav chesem beis. In Margitin has to be talking, happens to be talking about a different context, but that's apparently the way Tosis understood it. The Gemara has that lashon exactly, bareach shayni. So Tosis at Pashtanin, that if a person is a bareach, then he forfeits all the schusim of Hatzalah, and then this din sets in. This din of Atam Amisa B'chal Misa Shati Yochel HaMisa. Okay, maybe next week, we're learning in Yom HaPesach. After Pesach, we'll continue the next one month. And this week said that the Torah has the Dine Hanhoge of the Metzora, one who is a Metzora, so it says, the God of you, Furumim, Verosha Yir, Farua, Hasafam Yata, the Tomei Toma Yikra. So the Gemara has a drasha, Tomei Toma Yikra, flies to all the tmelim. He has to warn the people that he's tummy, that if they're going to touch him or touch his clothing, they'll become tummy. So he has to, this applies to everybody. But these additional dinim, God of you, fruim, he has to have the godim that are torn. Rosh Yir Farua, the Gemara discussed exactly what that means. He should let his hair grow, and he should You should not wear a bekavadik hat and so on. So these are additional dinim that only apply to Mitzurah. So what is the nature of these dinim? The God of Yifurim and Rosh Yifurim. So the Pashtus and the Gemara in Moikot, in the third pair of Moikot, the Gemara talks about all the dinim of Avelis. So the Gemara has a discussion of the various dinim of Avelis. To what extent do they apply to a Mitzurah? To what extent do they apply to a Menudah? So the simple pshat in the Gemara is that a Mitzurah observes in Yoni Avelis. Why is the Mitzvah observing in Yoni Avelis? Hasafam Yat also, Atifas HaRosh. All three. The God of Yufruim, he has to have Kriya. Rosh Yifaruah, that he's not allowed to take your haircut. And Hasafam Yat has to have Atifas HaRosh. All three are aspects of Avelis. So the Pasha Pshat is that it's a Nihug Avelis on himself. The Gemara has an expression in the Dorim that a Mitzvah is Choshev Kimeis. So the it's not a din, he's not yet a mace, he's alive, but he's considered in a certain sense, he's considered a mace, he has certain tumas like a mace. He's metame the ohel, almost, not exactly the same as oil a mace. The lotion is that a mace is metame the ohel, and so is metame the bia, habu ala ohel. So it's almost the same as a mace, and the Gemara basis is it's aloha. Atino kamace, when Miriam became a tzaras, so Moshe Rabbeinu was mispal atino kamace. So because the Chumash records that Lashon, it could even be Moshe Rabbeinu never said that Lashon. But because that's the way the Rabban Shalom dictated, could be Moshe Rabbeinu did say. We don't know exactly what Lashon they used. But the Chumash records that Lashon, Atina Kamei, so the Chazal Darshan, that the Chumash means to tell us that a Mitzvah is Hukish Lameis, that he has partial dinim of Tumas Ohel. Mishnah is like that, that the Mitzvah is Matami a little bit Ba'ohel, not fully Ba'ohel. So the Pashto says that the Mitzvah is Chashuv Kimeif B'miktsas. So usually when you have a mace, the surviving relatives observe Avelis. And here we say the Mitzvah himself has to observe Avelis for himself. That's what the Netziv writes regarding a Menudah. The Gemara has that the one who is a Nidui, one is in Cheren, has to observe certain aspects of Avelis. The Gemara discusses which aspects of Avelis does he observe, which not. So the Netziv, in his commentary on the Shiltas, has a little bit of an essay, a brief essay about this. He says that when Bezdin put somebody in Cherim, the Gemara says Cherim is a curse that the person should drop dead. And the word Cherim is the same letters as Ramach. A curse should be nichnas into his Ramach Ivorim, that he should die. And if the person dies, even if he dies 10 years after the Bezdin put him in Cherim, we attribute his death to the curse of the Bezdin. And the Gemara in the Shulchan Aruch says that the relatives don't observe Avelis. Like the Haruge Bezdin, that the Kroivim, the next Mishnah says in the next Daf, that the Kroivim do not observe Avelis because Bavoy Bishoyim Rina. So when the Bezdin puts the man in Cherim, it's Gila they're making a Gmar Din Lamis, as if they made him into a Gavrik Dilo. So the Netziv says the Halacha requires he should observe Avelis on himself, even though he's still alive. So the Pashto says that the Mitzvah is Choshev Kameis, Altina Kameis, the Halacha says like that. And the one is in Cherim is like a Gavrik Tilo. From the minute that the Bezdin makes the curse, he's considered like a shtikala gabrik tilo. And that's why when he dies, we attribute the death to the curse of the Bezdin, and the children do not observe Avelis like a Rosh. So that's al pi pashtus what the nature of the din is over here. You look in the Rambam, though, in the Seifa Mitzvahs, I was very surprised. The Rambam, both in the Sharoshim and in the Minyan Mitzvahs, when he talks about these dinim, so he doesn't write that it's a nihug avelis on himself. Even though the Rambam holds that avelis and rishon is derais, that the Ra'ar Tosis holds that all avelis is only the Rabban. So maybe Tosis would say, that how can you say it's avelis? The whole concept of avelis is only the Rabban. Maybe Tosis wouldn't like it. But the Rambam holds, the Rambam passes that avelis and rishon is derais. If there is such a thing as avelis derais, so the Rambam should have said like this nitziv, that's the Pashup Shat in God of Yufrum and Rosh Yifurah, Asaf Miyata. The Rambam doesn't write like that. He says, Tomei Yikra is a din that's observed and that applies to all of the Tmeyim. They have to be Machriz, they have to let everybody know that they're Tomei. And the Mitzorah has to have more Hekerim that people should know that he's Tomei, that they should know to stay away from him. So he doesn't write that these are Nihugi Avelis. He writes that these are Nihugi Heker. To bring attention to the fact that he's Tomei, so all the other people will stay away. The Godov should be Kruim and Rosh Yefaruah and Atifas HaRosh. Safam Yata, everything is Mishum Heker. But the Pashtus of the Gemara is really not like the Rambam. The Pashtus of the Gemara is the way we always learn. First of all, it's all in Perik Eilam Megalchen altogether. Secondly, the Gemara had a Sufik on the first daf in Eilam Megalchen. The Gemara had a Sufik, Mitzorah, Mavish, Yinuk, Tzarata, Baregel. We know that one is an Avelis, does not observe Avelis on Yontif. Why? Because us Yesid the Rabbim, V'dochi Yesid the Yochid, that the Simchas Yontif is an Yesid the Rabbim, so it takes precedence over Niyug Avelis, which is Yesid the Yochid. So the Gemara clears a Shaila, just like an Ovil doesn't observe Niyug Avelis on Regel, maybe a Mitzora should not have the same dinim of Niyug Avelis, Rosh Yefaruah, Sofam Yate. Maybe he doesn't have to observe those dinim on regular either, because those dinim are also avelus. Gemara comes to the conclusion that he does observe. But you see from the fact that the Gemara was raising the possibility that the Pashtus is that the Gemara thought that these are nihugi avelus. Unless the Rambam with Fashtana, that's exactly what the Maskana was. That was the Havamina maybe. But the Gemara brings a Rai, and the Gemara comes out of the Maskana that you do observe. The Mitzora does observe nihugi avelus, even a regal. Hi, how you talking? Isn't Avelis a type of the Sasri with the Simchas Yontif? So maybe that's the answer, that the fact that the Mitzora observes these Yoshiye Faruah, Vasofam Yate, it's not a new Avelis. Maybe the Rambam holds the Maskana, it's not. It's an Indian of Heker. That's how he writes in the Sefer HaMitzvos.
The wedding.
Tonight, now, yeah. Yeah.